Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. The glory of your presence, Lord. Your word says that where two or three are gathered together, you are in our midst. And we are in your presence today, Lord, because we are here to praise you and to worship you and to lift you up in thanksgiving. Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us to come into your presence and to worship you today. For many that are listening today, things have been going difficult this week, Lord. And maybe they're losing a little hope. And we know, Father, that you are the God of hope. You are the God of assurance that we can count on you. You have said you would never leave us or forsake us. So, Father, I pray that through this program, as we praise you and as we worship your holy name, you will fill us with faith and hope and love. Those three wonderful attributes that you mention in your word. And Father, I pray that you will just anoint the music, that the Holy Spirit might be free to touch the lives of those that are listening today and to direct their lives. And Father, I thank you for accepting our worship and our praise. We love you, Lord. We lift our voices high and we love you. And we thank you for the free gift of salvation, free gift of forgiveness of our sins, based on the shed blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross of Calvary. We can't comprehend it all, Lord, but we believe it because your word says it. And we've accepted Christ into our lives. And we thank you for that free gift. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Father, that we will spend eternity in your presence when our job on this earth is completed, our job to be a witness to others of what you have done in our lives. We don't have to convince them of anything, Lord. We just need to witness to them how much we love you, and then let the Holy Spirit do His work in our lives. Father, I pray that you might just indwell us with your Spirit. Give us the confidence, give us the words, give us the opportunities this week to serve you and to witness of your love for us and for the world. Now, Father, I ask that you take great pleasure in our praise today. This program is for you. We want to shut out the world and the problems and the concerns that we have that maybe get us into that hopeless state sometimes. Help us keep our eyes on you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. We love you, Lord. We worship you today, and we thank you for letting us come into your presence to worship you. Holy is your name, Lord. Worthy let all the earth proclaim. Mighty there is no God like you, and we worship you today in spirit and in truth.
This is the time when true worshipers worship him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known to men. This is the hour when the Spirit's
Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. And now, Psalm 130 from the New International Version. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand it? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
himself in light as with a garment. He spreads out the heavens and walks on the wings of the wind. He sends forth the springs from the valleys. They flow between mountains. The birds of the air dwell by the water, lifting their voices in song, singing glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. All praises and its setting. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God. As long as I live, praises to the Lord, oh my soul. Singing glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. All praises and honor forever.
Fernando Ortega, and that's simply called the Creation Song, or Glory to the Lamb. Right now in the background, it's Mary Beth Carlson and her song, My Jesus, I Love Thee, and then Amazing Grace. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about when hope is gone. You ever have one of those times when hope is gone? You have the power and the peace you need for, but having the hope, you don't have it. Have you reached a point where you're close to giving up hope? Today we'll be talking a little bit about having hope in the Lord. Later on in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about having hope for the Lord. At the peak of his ministry, he inserted this divine ray of hope for every believer that can cling to in times of despair. This is what you find in Lamentations chapter 12. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of God's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. When all seems hopeless, hope can be restored as we think about God. Jehovah remembered God's great love and compassion. The Hebrew word used for love speaks of the loyal and steadfast covenant love that God has for his people. We'll be talking a little bit about God's great love for us. His love for me and for you is so enormous, we just can't imagine it. So later on, we'll be sharing devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley about how God's great love will be for us. We'll also talk a little about how Jeremiah revives the sagging spirit by pondering God's faithfulness. God is faithful to his word. He will finish what he starts. And the covenant love of God, the unchanging faithfulness of God, the fantastic covenant of God. That's a wonderful thing. Think on these things and hope will bear wings that can carry you through every desperate deed. We'll be talking more about regaining hope later on in our broadcast here. I want to thank you for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. And if you're able to send us a gift, we sure could use it here at the beginning of the year. The financial input for this ministry has dropped considerably over the last year, and people are struggling in their financial help. You know, lots of things are going on, and so sometimes it can be very difficult for people to find time to send a gift. And I know that some people are going for difficult times, but I just want to say thank you. And if God is able, you can help us out here financially. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And I want to comment this radio station also for carrying Call to Worship. They make this airtime available to us once a week, and this is a wonderful gift. And I would like to encourage you to contact the station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported Christian radio ministry, let me encourage you also. Send them a gift for their own help. We have about 300 stations listening to this program every week here on Call to Worship. And also know that we'd love to hear from you, too. Your gift would really help us out. My address, as I said, is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And reminding you that you can also find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And lots of good things on this website, including this program. You can listen to it anytime you want. The stations carry the program on the weekends, but you can listen to the program anytime you want on our website. So check us out, won't you, at calltoworship.us. And our mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this next song. We're here on Call to Worship as we hear from the Melody Four Quartet and their song entitled, I Believe in Miracles.
See. I've seen a soul set free.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Corporation. Romans 15:13 says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today I want to talk a little bit about regaining hope. When you have hope for tomorrow, you have the power and peace you need to encounter today's unique set of problems and opportunities. Earlier in our program today, we read Psalm 130 from the NIV version. Let me share with you the first two verses of that psalm taken from the Message. Help God, the bottom has fallen out of my life. Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard, open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. Those are words of a man who has lost hope. The person who loses hope loses confidence for today and vision for tomorrow. Biblical hope is not fond wishing. It is firm assurance of supernatural help. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, we read, Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hope is a wonderful part of our spiritual lives. Remember what the Word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? These abide, faith, hope, and love. One of the big three. Tell me, have you reached the point where you are close to giving up hope? Are you so discouraged that the black fog of hopelessness has settled on your soul? That is exactly the place that the prophet Jeremiah had reached as he contemplated the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple by the Babylonians. At the peak of his misery, he inserted a divine ray of hope every believer can cling to in times of despair. We find it in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. Let me share it with you from the New Living Translation, the words of Jeremiah. The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By His mercies we have been kept from complete destruction. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each day. I said to myself, The Lord is my inheritance. Therefore I will hope in Him. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for Him and seek Him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. When all seems hopeless, hope can be restored as we think about God. It is hard to think about God when our emotions are raw and our confidence is running on vapors, but it is the first step to regaining hope. Deliberately turning your thoughts to God primes the recovery process for hope. Jeremiah remembered God's great love and compassion. The Hebrew word used for love speaks of the loyal, steadfast covenant love that God had for His people. God never abandoned them despite sending them seasons of stern discipline. It is that kind of unceasing love that God has for you as His child. It never wanes, it never fails, it never falters. It is not a stale love that lives on past experiences, but a daily, renewing, refreshing love that sweeps over your soul moment by moment, day by day. His love is the promise of His provision. Therefore, you can have hope. The love of God for you means that God is now on your side and will stop at nothing to restore your hope in Him. Then, as we read, Jeremiah revives his sagging spirit by pondering God's faithfulness. God is faithful to His Word. He will finish just what He starts. He is completely trustworthy in every situation and for every unexpected turn of events. Jeremiah also meditates on the goodness of God and the blessings that come from waiting expectantly for Him. Hope in God is the staircase out of despair. Lord, thank you that you never give up on me. Your love, faithfulness, and goodness are sufficient. I can have hope. I don't have to quit in despair. You are able to uphold me with your strong hand and breathe into me all the hope I need for every load that I bear. And so, Father, thank you for the covenant love of God, the unchanging faithfulness of God, and the fantastic goodness of God. We can think on these things, and then hope will bear wings that will carry us through every desperate need in our lives.
Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
Thank you.
Master's Chorale and the songs Think About His Love, The Love of God, and Your Love Compels Me. My name is Dave Kersey, your host for A Call to Worship. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for your letters letting us know you're there. And if you're able to send a gift to keep this ministry going, it would be very, very helpful. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And also remind you, you can check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And don't forget that The Dove is a broadcast ministry of The Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, we have one last song by the Don Marr Singers, and their song entitled, Oh, How He Loves You and Me.